Hallelujah. Well, amen. Would you please stand as we welcome the visionary of this conference today, Detroit Economic Summit. We call him prophet because he is a prophet. Amen. And we want to hear from him at this moment. Let's just thank God for the man of God, Dr. Winston.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, we're just believing for a lot of increase to come in today for these conferences, and this is really something new that the Lord had placed in my heart years ago, and you're seeing the manifestation of it right now. I think we had a very, very successful day yesterday. And we had the jobs fair and career fair, business expo and career fair, and that went extremely well. And now we want to continue on today with workshops and perhaps the finale tonight of this Detroit Economic Empowerment Summit. Now, let me just say a few words about it, and then we'll talk about our speakers for this morning. The purpose of it. The scripture that God impressed upon me is found in the book of Ezekiel, and that's Ezekiel chapter 36, starting at verse 33. And I'll just read it, and you can just hear the words that I'm speaking. It said, "Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities. The waste and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled wherein it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places, and I plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it." So it's interesting here how this prophetic word is talking about taking our cities from where they are in terms of devastation or in terms of lack of revenues and so forth, and really turning them into a Garden of Eden. Now, that to me is a work that has to be done supernaturally, because we're getting into a place right now that I think you'll agree that a natural solution is not the answer.